Welcome to the Car and Life Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, the last show we did was show number 199.
Hang on a minute. Stop. I'm just waiting. No streamers?
No.
No popping of no balloons?
No. Not for 199.
I know, but tonight?
Yeah.
Number 200.
But we haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I know, but don't you sort of have things supposed to go off around the 200? Like some, shouldn't people be here celebrating with us?
Don't you have to do it afterwards? Because like when you're born, you don't celebrate your first birthday until 1 year afterwards. So perhaps when we do the next show, we'll celebrate the 200.
I want to see streamers. I want to see confetti. I want to see balloons. I want to see fireworks going off.
I'll show you fireworks. Listen, mate, I was going through some of the shows that we've done and I'm really...
Well, you had nothing to do. You bored?
I'm really pleased with how we've covered items such as women's sport. We've really sort of touched a lot of women's sports. My favourite...
Hang on. I don't think you should say touch women's sports.
Okay. We won't say that. But you know those triplets, the Wendland sisters, Casey, Jess and Caitlin?
I do know them.
I enjoyed that. That was before they made their debut with Central Districts. I believe two of them actually played league footy for Centrals.
That is true, and because we were going to talk about, we're talking about our favourite, yep. Well, not necessarily our favourite, but five episodes out. That sort of stand out, and I had that one.
Wow.
Number 163, the Wendland sisters, Casey, Jess and Caitlin.
Well.
And do you know why? I mean, and I'll go back to, remember we interviewed Jackson Hatley?
Yes.
Now, we interviewed him first.
Yes.
So we break news stories. Like, we were the first to speak to him, and then he went on to be picked in the AFL and so on. Now he's with the Crows. But, you know, he started with us. His media story started with us.
Yeah.
And I look back and think of these three girls. Remember how nervous they were? And that's what I think, part of our show is about doing that, isn't it? It's about talking to...
Up and coming
kids and people who normally people wouldn't hear about or wouldn't know about, and so local talent. And so it was fun. Obviously, those girls enjoyed it, and but they were so nervous. And wasn't it great to see the bit of the sibling rivalry come out too during the interview?
Yeah, no, it was. I very much enjoyed that, and I'm very pleased. The amount of women's sports that we covered, I reckon about a third of our shows.
Yeah, I mean it's interesting. I mean, I, as you know, I don't listen to our shows.
That's not true because you're listening to me now and we're doing the show.
I mean, I listen to them while we do them, but I don't listen to them after. And so looking back, oh, yeah, I remember that. And so we actually covered a lot of different information and even looked at some sort of hot topics like transgender stuff in sport, for example.
And gambling in sport.
Gambling in sport, but also talked to some interesting people from all types of sports.
We did quite a bit on COVID-19 when it first hit.
We did a lot on COVID.
Yeah, about four shows, I think it was all told. It was, but it was a hot topic.
It is a hot topic.
Now, we've had a couple of recent shows which I really enjoyed doing. One of them was gambling in sport. I really thought that touched a really important issue, and I reckon I'm surprised we weren't censored at the time.
Well, as we said on the show, neither of us are really gamblers. We might every now and then, but and I know obviously there are a lot of people are out there who gamble, and a lot of people do that quite happily and safely. But it is, as we talked about on the show, I mean, it's just if you watch sport now, which we all do, you are just bombarded with gambling ads. And of course, our concern was what's happening to the younger generation with that. Yeah.
And of course, the statistics show that they affected quite a bit. People as young as like 12.
Yeah, and that was like doing a bit of research for that show. It's pretty. I was amazed. I thought, yeah. Wow, seriously. And I mean, again, working in schools, I know that there's kids who do a bit of gambling and talk about it. But looking at those national statistics, I thought, okay, it can become a problem.
Okay, what else have you got on your list?
Well. I picked episode 165. We talked about petanque.
Okay.
Now, most people say, what the hell is petanque? But you know what? This is, again, why I like this, because we talked to Stan and Glennis Head.
Yep.
Now, and what I loved about that show was here's people who are passionate
Stan Wilson and Glennis Head.
About their particular activity, which is, you know, everyone knows what petanque is, most people, and they've probably seen it played. But I thought this is what, again, you know, like when we talk about local sport, most local sports and activities have these key people who have been involved forever and ever People take them for granted. For example, like people coming in new to the sport, whatever, they go, oh, who are these old guys who have been around forever? But they don't really ever appreciate that without them, their sport probably wouldn't exist. The opportunity for them to compete in their sport wouldn't exist. And so that's what I loved about that show. And it reminded me that we should really be grateful for the people who are the real passionate people about their sport, who really stay with a club, who just don't let things go and they just keep things running.
Those types of sports that aren't mainstream really need those types of people, and even the mainstream sports like local footy.
Well, that's it. I imagine if you went to any club, there would be someone there or a couple of people there that they've been there forever. And people would recognise them and probably love them, but there'd be a lot of younger guys and girls who probably think, I don't know this person. Like, for example, today we're at Athletics, Richard Bednall, who I know Malcolm Bennett spoke about on the radio show that you guys did the other day. Now, Richard is a key figure in athletics here in the Northern Area and Trinity College, and it was great to have him there today to let the kids meet him and say, this guy, this is where you're – he left a legacy for you. Like, if he wasn't around, if he didn't do all that hard work in the beginning, you would not be here today competing here. Trinity would not have been so successful in track and field.
We've got to get Richard on the show sometimes. Oh, for sure. He's really good. You know, you mentioned Malcolm, and I really enjoyed the what we can all say, the semi-regulars, like Malcolm Bennett with the Olympics and the Paralympics and Mitch Deering with the Trinity Cricket.
Mentioned Mitch.
And Sonny Moy.
I had Sonny, definitely. I mean, I didn't have Malcolm and Mitch, even though I love talking to them, and you know that, but Mitch is going to be so excited that you actually talked about him and said that's one of your favourites.
Well, no, what I'm saying is
we're talking about our favourites.
Well, I just wanted to mention that. I mean, I really love that YouTube pick of the Commonwealth Games with Sean throwing the hammer. Yeah, that was fantastic. The socks and the shorts and the –
come on now.
That was great. And also the show that we did when you went to your first baseball game with the Giants in Auckland, that was –
you said five shows. You're talking about – these five. Are, you're talking about five already. You can't just keep adding.
No, I haven't. I'm getting to my favourites.
So these aren't your favourites.
No. The women's sport was one of my favourites. The gambling and sport was another one.
Let's go back to Sonny because – we've had him on the show a number of times, and that was after the book was released, which you guys did such a fabulous job on. And again, Sonny, isn't he such a gracious man?
Yeah.
And the things that he's been through, and sort of gets you thinking, like, there's a lot of stuff going on with Aboriginal people in Australia and our understanding of Indigenous culture and so on. And football, I believe, has helped bridge some of that, isn't it? Like, people to think differently. And that's what I think, like Sonny, the things that he went through early in the, you know, in the 60s and early 70s and so on, that he had to deal with from a point of view being an Aboriginal man playing football. But, you know, you think, what are the barriers that he's broken down? He would never know. Like, we probably never know the full impact of him as a man, but, you know, reading the book and meeting him and talking to him, he's such a, just a gracious man.
Oh, look, he'd be one of the number one personalities in the Northern Area for sports, for basically anything. He's just a diplomat for the sports people in the area. Forget that he's an Aboriginal man. Just as a person, he's fantastic.
Fabulous person.
Now, when you're talking about Aborigines, I notice, and I can't help but say, Cathy Freeman, that doco, we both enjoyed that one.
I've got that number, 147. I had that because, again, that was really an eye-opener. And I'm not going to sit here and say I know Cathy Freeman very well, but I certainly knew her as an athlete. You know, we did stuff together. And she was, again, such a bubbly, you know, and I can't help think of her but as a young girl because she was always – I mean, she was young when I knew her, but she was always this bubbly sort of giggly type of character.
And wide-eyed, always so wide-eyed.
So natural. Like, she just – there was nothing, you know, it's just what you got. Nothing pretentious. That was just Cathy. We're funny, we were talking the other day, and Daniel Ricciardo as a Formula One driver, and in some ways he reminds me, and my wife said the same, because he just talks and just it's just him. You know, there's none of this made-up stuff. It's just honest, him being – it's just him being him. And that's what, you know, I still love about Cathy, and she'd say some funny things, wouldn't she, in interviews and so on when people would talk to her. But watching that documentary And of course, I retired before Sydney. And so even though you're aware of all that stuff going on, to actually really, we become part of it, didn't we? Could actually what she was thinking about, how she was feeling, the impact it had on the emotions. And that was just riveting, that documentary.
Well, you know, Kathy Freeman sort of really struck a chord with me when she was in the Commonwealth Games and she won the gold medal. I think it was 98 or 94. She ran around with the two flags, the Aboriginal flag and the Australian flag. To me, that signaled reconciliation to me. She really was the impetus for that movement going forward for equality.
Yes, definitely. That was 94. And she, again, here's another great athlete who has just helped bring people together just from being from her, who she is as a person. And yeah, I really enjoyed that documentary because we both did at the time. And so that was something that we had to talk about.
Well, as we're getting down to my favourites, I mean, obviously the memorabilia auction with the Gawler paraphernalia from the 1880s, that was meant a lot to me personally. So obviously that's a favourite. And that odd-bod book of Sherlock Holmes and the cricket test in 1900, that really struck a chord with me. But I must admit, my favourite was the Field of Dreams game that was played in the USA on the same type of field that the film was on. And that was really close to my heart. But I have to admit, the people are the actual stars. The people, you know, Sonny and Mitch and Malcolm, all these people interviewing them, it's above all those personal feelings. They're the ones that really help make the show what it is.
Well, we really appreciate, obviously, people giving up their time to come and chat to us. And it's interesting, isn't it, that not everyone, like when we ask people to come and talk to us, they're always a bit, it's like, hang on, we're just sitting around having a chat. We're talking to a telephone. and it's pretty casual. So in many ways, you think of, I look through even Wayne Philp, for example, we spoke to about his cycling. I mean, another one I had was, in terms of you talking about the people, was the golfing kids.
They're 13 years old or something.
Stephanie and Lucy, well, they're younger than that. But Mum, Sue, of course, who they're all play out at Sandy Creek. And those girls, they are hilarious kids and they're very funny, but very good young golfers. And so, again, having a chat to them and Mum. And they are still going on and they're getting better and better with their golf. So, those little funny things where you've got a family, I mean, having a family who play together, a sport together in the local area, that I really enjoyed that one.
Well, I'm a baseball nut. So obviously.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
Baseball sort of is really close to my heart. But I was going through, we don't actually do that many baseball shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Because when I was looking through, it's a common theme that runs through our shows. You get it in there, like, let's talk about Don Bradman. Oh, do you know who played baseball? Oh, let's talk about this. Oh, did you know baseball's involved?
Well, Sean, I mean, you do the same with athletics, which is fine because I
really,
love athletics.
When have I had, I mean, Kathy Freeman, we both wanted to do that one. I did not bring up the Commonwealth Games when you brought that up.
Yes, because I wanted to save you the energy. But no, it's really good. I think we have a good variety. I think the fact that we put our own personalities on it. Obviously, I talk about Central Districts and baseball, and you talk about your basketball and athletics and stuff. But it's a good mix of way we encompass all the other sports: women's sports, Aboriginal sports, athletes with a disability. All these we embrace it and we love it.
We do. It's been fun. 200. Is it time to hang up the boots now?
200. No. Is it? No. Unfortunately, the death of Russell Ebert recently. I mean, he played over 400 games, mate. We got a target. We have got a target.
That was a sad day, wasn't it?
It was.
I mean, not just a sad day, but wow. And I just one I did have as one I really enjoyed was talking to Peter Dore.
Yeah.
Being a sports editor, of course, but had his basketball background, but.
There you go, bringing basketball in again.
But he was, he's an interesting guy, wasn't he? And he, like the things he talked about, again, having someone like him on our show who's been involved, in obviously sports journalism at a high level was a great thing to do.
Well, he was a good basketballer, but back in the late 90s when I was the baseball writer at the Sunday Mail, he was my editor. He was a sports editor. And the stuff that he's done for me in my journalism since, where I've needed a photo or something. He's always been there to help, and, you know, obviously I try to assist them as well, but he's that type of person. And for him to come on the show the way he did with, like, you know, a couple of hours' notice, it was fantastic.
Very generous. Appreciated it.
Okay, well, so ends the 200th show.
Number 200.
Of the Cullen Lee
Still
Sports
waiting.
Show.
I can't. There's no streamers, no balloons.
Thanks, Sean. It's been a pleasure, mate. And hopefully another 200 to come in the next
At least 10 another years. 10.
Well, we had our 100th show on October the 19th, 2019.
Wow, that long ago.
Yep, 2 years ago. So
we're busy beavers, aren't we?
Well done. Thanks, mate.
See ya.